full and bright full Q day, everyone. How are you? I am Zosha. I am solo today. Thank you for joining Unstoppable Love. Like I said, I'm solo. My sweet and beautiful co-host, Lauren, she's away. She's at a latte learning lab. She's trying to perfect her perfect warm beverage. And I chuckled because, you know, if you've listened to the show, we love our lattes and coffees. Wouldn't it be amazing if we all started seeing Qs and our 17s and those beautiful little heart shapes on the coffees? I felt, yeah, that's what we need. More Qs, more Qs. Goes right in line with cheeks. So perfect. So sis, have a beautiful, beautiful time. She'll be back. Lauren will be back next week. It's so you got me, and I've got a giant sack of dots, a giant sack of dots. Let me just say, the sun is shining here. The sky is so blue. We had 2 feet of snow, 2 feet this week, the east end of Long Island. The winds were so insistent, continuous, blowing. It was really incredible, so fun. But spring is in the air after the storm. Do you know what's interesting? They called the storm, if I'm pronouncing it correct, a bombogenesis. So it just kept coming to me this week, the word genesis. Many of us have this and more synchronicities. So genesis is the coming into being, the coming into being of something, the origin. It's synonymous for the word beginning. Doesn't it feel that way? Even with snow on the ground here, I feel the spring. It just is coming. It's beginning. It's incredible. I'm so honored if you're joining me here live, if you're listening on the recording. I'm going to continue along with my story. It's a second part to last week. And again, I leave a marker here for my children to help fill in their story. They're my inspiration for sharing, for going into such detail. And also for others here that we're connecting our own dots of our own stories and sharing them and just feel it growing and growing. So, Q, I'm so joyful for our sacred connection and communication. And hurrah, mermaid, I love you so deeply. So I have a bunch of notes here. It's not my usual way, but when there's this many dots flowing around, I just don't know how to capture them. It's like, you know, dots of light, trying to capture it and put it together. How do you put consciousness into a story? But I'm trying, I'm doing my best here. So I have so much energy running through me right now. I feel like, you know, the dog, when you see the dog out in the car, you're out driving and golden retriever with his or her face out the window, just collecting all the wind. They're so happy, so excited. That's my feeling now. Thrilled to be here. Appreciate all of you deeply. So again, I was feeling as I started to share my dots that my bag would start getting empty, but all week more and more dots keep coming. I came up with the dot collector, not the debt collector, the dot collector. How do you take a loaf of bread, crumble it up and make crumbs, dump it on the ground, and now pick it up and reassemble the loaf? It's how I feel. It's all of these dots come through as we call knowings. And I also realize it's my spirit speaking to me, my consciousness realizing these quote knowings. How do you put these back into an assemble sort of a helpful story, if it's helpful? I hope this helped. I know this helping someone because you shared with me. Thank you. What was I going to say? I know it's helping because some of you have given me such feedback and you really inspire me. And, you know, again, that there's synchronicities, how the universe will always come to you and give you a little boost. I love it. And to my children, I'm excited for them to awaken. So the week I first shared my story, I received a blessing. I don't feel I shared this before. So as I was pondering, I always go within and ponder, is this what I'm feeling? You know, and just check it from the right, check it from the left, check it from the top. is this what I'm to share? And I knew without a doubt it was time to share. And in that introduction with Lauren, I explained a lot of those reasons. But I don't feel I shared this. What I shared is the most beautiful blessing from Q and Mermaid. And they know, I know, the way I feel their blessings. I've had that before. I use the word blessing, their sign, their validation. It is profound. It was an event. I'll say it at that. And at the same time, there was incredible synchronicity with the military. During the time of the event, the military flew over, not once, but twice. All of this is so profound. How do you put it into words? Again, the feeling, the consciousness, the feeling. I can't ever really explain. It's like when you take a picture of a sunset, it's not quite the same because it lacks the feeling. That's my description. So endless thank yous and love. I kind of got my you go girls, you go girl freedom to speak more openly. So I continue. It's a strong, strong feeling. And I also know the more we keep connecting our stories, as I share pieces, someone else says something one way and you hear it differently. That seems to be in my life how it works. Someone else says it differently and you pick it up. The more we're going to get used to speaking more like this. Again, if you're new here, there's something different going on Q Day. There's a different awakening going on here. Please join us and feel what's happening. It's really stunning. It's the light. As we're sharing our stories, the light is identifying itself in different vessels. One day, Q shared something like that. One day it'll be so normal to speak about our omnipresence. So with that being said, I'm just turning my pages. You'll hear them rattle. Just a little reminder from last week, Max Spears, an inspiration for these dot collecting. He finds answers to questions in the immediate world around him. He says, keep a lookout. Everything around you, 24 hours a day, is screaming the truth about the current situation to you. It's right in front of you. So for me, the seemingly insignificant or unnoticed became very noticed over time. I shared what I could last week about 222 and the Z connections in my expression here. I really wish I could share more details because it would be even more helpful. But again, many are personal, so I just feel not to do that yet. And even today's date, there's so many twos in today's date, 2/28/2026. Okay, so the next category of dots is B, B-E, or the letter B, but B. So I'll go along here. Again, there's a string of things. Again, trying to assemble a loaf of bread to tell a story. Seemingly insignificant, but they become significant. So I've had a beautiful boxer dog. My kids, we got him when my children were young. His name began with B-E. My daughter, after getting married, received a beautiful dog. Her name begins with B-E. Okay, coincidence. She recently recognized that her dog, within the last 6 months, there's no time, but she realized on her own, she called me one day and said, oh my gosh, our dog, Spirit, our family, her childhood dog, Spirit, is in the dog she now has. She came to it on her own through her synchronicities. Amazing. Again, how does the light, how do we keep moving around each other? How do we keep moving? How does the light do this? Amazing. So a boxer, I dwelled on that. I've had such a connection with Muhammad Ali since my childhood. I watched him box with my dad every time there was a fight on, sat with my dad and watched. I remember all of his interactions with Howard Cosell, the endless banter, hysterical. I remember saying, are they fighting? What do they not get along? You know, it's just young, but he was so funny. Q spoke about Muhammad Ali and Mermaid. Amazing. Just, it seems insignificant, but that's the dog we chose, a boxer. So anyway, Muhammad Ali, endless joy, loved him, his humor. 24/7, back to Max Spears, 24/7. So many years ago, I'll jump to the next point. Many years ago, when my children were young, I was inspired to develop a natural handmade body care business. Pondering the name, I've shared this before, but pondering the name, I said, I just keep getting B. And it was just a small lowercase b, simple, with a dot. B, looked at it left, looked at it right, upside down. It just had to be that name. And then the tagline was just B, B-E. On my website, it no longer up, but on the website I had just B something, just B something, just B something. When people called, it's B, just B. Yes, just B. Again, B, 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 keeps repeating in my life. I love the design aspect. I loved creating. I just had to do it, and I just knew the name had to be B. So I observed recently, a few shows ago or other shows ago with Lauren, I spontaneously mentioned we were talking about being, just being. And I said something once, even a few shows, I'm more BB right now than doo-doo. Because Q's phrase is doo-doo. I'm more BB. I was just really feeling my spirit and staying off of timelines. I said I was more BB. Again, seemingly insignificant. The words I chose. Again, parts of my story. They're spontaneous. I'm not using my mind to say them. This stands out to me more because I witness my kids telling their stories. They are unaware of sometimes of really the granular details they are giving about themselves. It's really incredible. And it helps, it's a gift to be able to observe others with light in such intimate details and watch it unfold in their life. That's also what's helped me reflect even more on my own by seeing it in them. It's always easier. I have witnessed many of you here talk and share your dots. I've seen them. It's often easier to observe in someone else. I don't know. Do you observe the words you're using? It's fascinating. Okay, I'll continue. Also, Melania. I've spoke about Melania. She holds the raw light. So what's the name of her initiative? Be Best. Again, be best. Endless synchronicities detailing this. Endless. So guess what my first PRQ homestead project that I submitted was? And I pondered this too because I had a business with a similar name, but I pondered, I'm like, no, it's just Be Homestead. Come on now. Now, yesterday, I'm speaking with my daughter. More dots connecting. I'm walking along the bay. It's frozen. There's little meringue pods of frozen ice fluffs in the water. I'm talking to her. She's keeping me company. She's speaking to her dog, whose name begins with B. And I'm just talking to her about something. It was about, I can't remember the topic, but we talked about a couple things about last week's show. I shared some points about it, not specifics, but points about it. And that's what I was talking about. As I'm telling her, she's like, Mom, B just walked over here, sitting right next to me, staring at the phone. She is captive as you are speaking. She's licking my hand. I start telling her more of the highlights. Mom, she's licking my hand, listening. Animals communicate. Like I shared last week, the animals communicate with us. You pet lovers know, you pet partners know. She's wagging her tail and sitting right next to me as I'm speaking. And then we start playing with her. I start telling the story of our childhood dog being in her. Mom, she ran back over and she's sitting. So we had so much fun in the just what comes through. How do you connect this? I can't, like he has said, the words are so limiting to express this movement within my spirit. Just more dots all around 24/7. So I'm trying to go slow here because also there's so, again, the energy is calming down a little now, which is beautiful. Okay, let me move on. The next dot, major dot that helped me. Ra, R-A, capital R, capital A. As I was realizing the light column within me, what light column was animating through me, and as these pieces start to awaken a little bit after experiencing looking through the Kennedy photo album a couple times, more and more synchronicities were growing because I'm really starting to now pay attention. More breadcrumbs from Q and Mermaid. I'm really starting to like, okay, I'm not crazy. They are sharing things with me. Funny. I mean, Q, you're just brilliant. Mermaid, again, would come on the show and share something I just did. So I'm spending more and more time looking at the dots. Slower is faster. Paying attention more closely. So as I'm looking at things closely, I go back through the files in my life, in my childhood, of this expression. The family I was born into. Now remember, every name means something. In my story, the first two letters of my birth name, my last name, are R-A, Ra. Wow. I sat there. I'm like, okay, this is getting interesting. Visit Max Spears' page a couple times on forthepeople.space, Super Soldier Max Spears. Let me read this again. Let me get this right. Is he really saying this? Now I'm experiencing this. Okay, so I'm a child. A light comes into a body, and I'm throughout my whole childhood. There's Ra looking at me in my name. I keep observing my files and I come to see I was born into my family that had a dog with a very, very long name. Back to the dogs. Guess what the beginning of his name was? R-A, Ra. Okay. Now it's kind of fun. So there's two rods in my childhood pointing at me as my life began in this expression. Now remember again, the Cabal loved names and numbers according to Max Spears. So there's two Ra's. As a side note, the dog, my dog, childhood dog, was an Afghan breed. That was fascinating to me later on because one of my favorite articles, as I shared fairly recently, on forthepeople.space was Pahalgam. Pahalgam. One of my favorites because I had an instant connection, chills as I read everything in that story and to the area, the mountains of Afghanistan. I felt instant peace and remembered being there. Well, the Afghan dog comes from the cold mountains of Afghanistan. Again, 24/7, telling aspects of my story every day of my childhood. I mean, at a certain point, it just like, dumped the bag of dots on the ground. I'm like, okay, I'm getting it. I'm getting it. It helps. It really helps. It really helped me continue to separate myself from my identity. Like you said to me, you love your identity. You love being you. That's a significant statement because you know how sometimes you hear it again, you feel it again, you feel it again. I'm like, oh, that's what helped me speak. I finally just cut the tethers to my identity. That's how I can speak here. It's how I can speak because of the blessing I received. It's how I can speak for many other pieces I'll share eventually as well. What gave me the confidence to speak like this? It's boldness to me in a way because I've already shared it and love speaking from my identity, but speaking from the light, the perspective of the light. Now that's a fascinating story. Okay. So as I'm awakening more and more and truly realizing the light within my vessel, letting go of the identity, still a little cloudy. I had cloudy. I've been cloudy for a while. It continues. It's continued, keeps continuing every day. But also picking up more clues and just being better at observing Q's way of communicating. Very brilliant way of communicating. I'd find pieces throughout the shows, 4 day, 4 shows a day. I would find pieces sometimes, and others. I could pick up other people's clues that he's sharing with them. It's so fun. I'm still picking them up as Lauren and I have shared about listening to Q shows again. Again, I had another synchronicity to something else. If there's time, I'll share it from Q speaking to me. Like, I look over my, are you just looking through me right now? I know you've had that experience. So one day I'm on hold on call into a PRQ show. Again, I'm getting less identity and more just really feeling and observing. Slower is faster. So one day I'm on hold on a PRQ show because I called in with yet another question. My kids know I love questions. They've seen me raise my hand at school events and whatnot, always with questions. Purposeful. I always felt purposeful. So I'm waiting. And you know, if for anyone who's called in, you can hear the callers on the show. You're on the show. You're just waiting. So a gentleman calls in from Australia. He's the question before, just before mine. So he's sharing his gratitude and his love and his emotions to Q. He had a question about a flying carpet. Fascinating, because I love that topic too. And he's thanking Q, Mermaid 2. Mermaid wasn't on the show, that show. And then the caller says something like this. In Australia, we have rah-rah skirts. I mean, come on. I'm still like, rah-rah skirts. Now, I just shared that I'm awakening to two rahs in my childhood. How do you do it, Q? Two rahs. To me, that's amazing. Again, I've witnessed him do it to others, but now I'm like, all right. In spite of all of that, I still continue to sometimes question it. Also, around this time, I feel, I can't recall exactly, but around this time, the rah-rah time, my awakening to my knowings, for the people shut down their site. And when they returned, when they came back online, the article about Mermaid and her story, the fairy tale, I can't recall the exact title, was no longer posted. I found that really fascinating. I was like, this is a major, major piece that also helped me shift. Okay, why would they take out Ra's story? Oh my gosh, rah-rah. Ra skirt. Rah-rah skirt. Two Ra's. Oh my gosh. Wow. Profound, humbling, Amazing. I just have to collect the dots. It's really helped me realize, okay, I'm not making this up. This is happening. This is the truth. There's receipts all over the place in a sense. I look left, I look right, I look up, turn it upside down, look at it. I spend so much time reviewing my dots. It's just my nature. I've been that way. And I'm looking at this, and again, it's still taking me this long to share because just was feeling the timing, just feeling it. It's fascinating because just this week, For the People is offline. Synchronistic. I wrote this in my notes. Like I said, I was trying to coordinate and get my points down. And during the week, I just remembered, wow, that's when around the time For the People went offline. And then I look one day and I'm like, you're kidding me. They're offline this week, upgrading. I forgot what the statement says. Okay, I'm going to continue on with Ra. What is Ra? We know in the light, Ra is the sun. If you're new, the dark always butted up against the light, copying and taking, twisting, perverting, and turning upside down everything of the light. If you've read that Ra, there's a whole story in the dark about how they renamed these beings. No, the Ra is the sun. We don't worship the sun. Ra is the sun. We go within. We live our highest expression. Okay, so Ra equals Ra is sunny. The sun is sunny. Melania. I can share this. A movie's been out for a while, but I won't give it the context of it. But Melania in her movie plays, and I burst out loud laughing. She plays the song Sunny by Boney M. It's an R&B disco band. I laugh out loud. It is on my playlist. Melania is raw. She's telling people. She's telling her story. She's in a different spot. She's using codes. She and DJT are in a different silo. They have a different agenda. Which, by the way, the music, we have DJT and we have DJQ. I know you all sometimes feel like Q, you're the best DJ. Again, she's telling her story. There's codes, so many codes in the movie. If you haven't seen it, it's so fun. So let me just read the first. Let me say, okay, Sunny by Boney M. It's written by Bobby Hebb. The album is Sunny, released in 1995. Sunny, yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sunny, you smiled at me and really eased the pain. The dark days are gone and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true. I love you. It's so fun. If you need a lift today, check out Sunny by Boney M. It is so fun. So fun. And then they have other songs which are just fun. See what you feel. So last week I mentioned Melania spoke at the Smithsonian when she donated her second inaugural dress last week called she called it the Z dress. Okay, so I watched that. I feel I shared. I watched her on YouTube. There's a video of Melania speaking with two presenters at the Smithsonian. Well, at the end of the show last time, I guess I had that video, minimized, and I pulled it up to just see and I closed it out. But what I caught was, guess what was on the podium? A sun. No name, just a sunburst image on the podium with Melania standing there. You can see it if you pull up that video. I double checked it yesterday. Was I seeing things? Did I say that? See that? Again, she's telling her story. We're all telling our story now. The sun. And I'm like, I remember a brooch that Jackie wore. A sunburst. So I looked it up for the specifics. In 1961, yeah, you can add the numbers, that's 17. Jackie wore a newly purchased diamond sunburst brooch, just like the one on the podium. She wore it in her hair as First Lady when she and JFK visited Buckingham Palace. It was considered Jackie's crown jewel. Raw. You can find the images online. They were visiting Buckingham Palace to the quote unquote, not quote, it's hard to say, Queen of England. Remember mentioning, I tried to look for it, but I couldn't find it. I remember Q mentioning that Ra was battling the Queen. Oh my gosh. Back to EB, back to this story. When the light came in here, we blanketed this place all over the omnipresence. It's getting more granular, more specific. Look how we're doing it. Again, with the Kennedys, it's amazing. It's just amazing. Humbling, amazing. This is for all of us. We're waking up to the specifics. Ra battled the Queen. Is considered Jackie's crown jewel. Queen. Who's another queen? Swirling plates of dots of my knowings to my kids. Guess who was in Buckingham Palace? Yes, we were. The three of us. Okay. Now, I have had many moments in my life as I'm waking up realizing how many places of dark I have been to in my innocence and living from my heart and doing things I was excited to do. It's fascinating where the places I had been to. So I'm with my children. Now, we have a lot of extended family in England. Not one of them have been to Buckingham Palace. Buckingham Palace wasn't even open to the public, but at a certain point it became open. And on a trip there, like, let's go. Let's go. They were young, not babies, but they were young. Well, I felt quite nauseous when Q shared the story and saying, you know, Rob battled the Queen. I'm like, oh my gosh, I took my kids there in that dingy place. What was I feeling? It's just fascinating to look back and how I've made decisions in my life and where it brought me and how am I here today. Again, it's fascinating. My kids were there. Now that hits you close to home when you've been in places with your kids. All is well. All's well. But what's going on there? And again, this goes off into tons of dots. I just can't, it's a lot to bring in. So I'm just trying to stay focused with just the raw piece. But again, this springs out into many other places, almost like a sunburst as the rays go out. I find that's always how my story goes. Okay. So back to raw, the sun, sunny. Okay. 24/7. Sonny, in my childhood, my dad used to say to me, "You're so bright, I'll call you Sonny." He never said it to my brothers, only me. "You're so bright, I will call you Sonny." Now he's being sweet and funny, and I loved it. You'd never stop and think until you start getting 100 other dots around. Then that starts to get highlighted. Again, the words we're speaking, witnessing my children speaking words about themselves. I mean, deeply granulated pieces about themselves. But I can feel they just let it go like I did. These are the dots that I collect and collect and collect. I try and put it through a funnel. It's a giant funnel, and I'm trying to make a little coherent story. Again, leaving my marker for kids and for my children, and hopefully to help someone out there. This is how I experience my expression, almost always collecting dots. It's spontaneous. It's spontaneous. I don't try and do it. It's just how things come to me. And then I remembered I called in to Q and Mermaid about the in-between place of observing and processing information. I was speaking about this aspect of myself. I really wanted to know and hear from them. Is this me, or is at a certain point are these alien thoughts? I was like, it feels like me. It's the way I always know me. And anyway, they confirmed it with me. Q said, you are, what did he say? Extremely authentically you. Okay, that was a relief. It was a really large relief. In other words, you see what I'm seeing last week. You're a crazy lady. It helped me rest. It helped me rest. Thank you for validating this. So if any of you experience in your expression this volume of dot collecting, that Q&A, question and answer, was on PRQ 83124. It helped me observe my lifelong nature to need. Oh, yeah, this piece. It helped me, the validation of this question helped me even look at my life and my nature. I always needed quiet time. I observed myself. I didn't raise my hand and say, I need quiet time. I just found myself slipping into spaces by myself to play or color or paint. Whatever it was, I just needed to be quiet. I needed to be on my own so I could just feel myself. And this validation from Q and Mermaid 2 really helped me, because when I've said I feel everything, like the birthday party, I could feel and hear everything. It is a lot until you find out, like you shared, under the ocean, like a dolphin, you can know everything in the universe, and you can also turn it all off. How did I learn to start to do that? Living from your heart. Living in your heart, it helps me. I still observe thoughts come in that I just don't want to process, but it is a massive difference of knowing that these are all of our capabilities. Again, if this happens to you, if this is your nature, this is one way. On BBS, I'll get ready for the clip in a couple minutes if you're close by. It's a way to turn it all off, to be quiet, to be in peace, go within. A state of peace, neutrality. It helps me turn off the knowledge. To me, I described it when Q said, oh, you know, you sort the knowledge coming in. Oh, because I would always describe it as spinning plates, these spinning plates all over the place. It's like, oh, okay, I feel, just my opinion, that's what Q's saying is sorting the knowledge. Oh, all the plates are spinning. How do I make something of this? Fascinating, all my years of self-realization was doing just that, discerning the truth out of all of the different beings, some of them myself, reading them, discerning the truth. That's what we're all doing here, that everyone's getting the truth. How do we know the truth? You feel it. Shared recently of a woman being exposed to more of the dirty data coming out about beings. And her question was, how do you know what someone's telling you? How do you know who they are? Profound, beautiful question. Okay, so I'm going to play a clip. BBS is going to play a clip for me. And this is of Mermaid, of course, Ra. And it's on PRQ 62224. Look at all the twos again. All the twos today. Two, two, twos. There are more and more twos. Again, if you go to bbsradio.com/unstoppable love, you can find all of these archives that we reference. And BBS, if you're ready, I would love to hear it.
Yeah, you mentioned a while back about how we leave crumbs for ourselves. And it's when you were speaking about your being in Sinead O'Connor or Whitney Houston, and you were talking about remembering and how we leave crumbs for ourselves. So I was wondering if you could speak more about that with remembering.
Oh, cool. Yeah, so I would just say when people are interested in other lives that they're having simultaneously to now, or I guess any times, all the lives you've been in, it seems like we leave crumbs for ourselves in this body from other lives where we advanced in certain ways, and it'll come to us in just, you know, endless ways. But I think in that example, it was through music, and when people feel really inclined to listen to certain music or travel to certain places or just love certain things, they're crumbs of remembering other lives where we were powerful in those ways. And it sort of, I don't know, it brings aspects of ourself back into this life. I don't remember what we talked about that day. I don't know if that's what it was, but
yeah. It's a good, this is tough for the mermaid too, because prominence in the past or now is uncomfortable for both of us. So we want to be just right now. So even if we had Asha on the phone, who obviously you can see is our legacy Joan of Arc. She's a communicator of information. And so she would be uncomfortable with that term too. She'd be very uncomfortable. And she's probably slapping my ass right now. But the point is, we're just right now. And then, so what's the point in reliving the past of, we're just expressing ourselves, aren't we?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it doesn't really matter. The body, the identity is what we're doing our best to, and that's the purpose of these shows, is you're just right now. So who really cares what your identity is? You just have purpose. You just have expression.
I think the crumbs that we leave ourselves in that respect maybe was in the way of helping us ascend in this life. So just little like things that come across our path and help us grow, like catalysts for change in our life, are probably things we left ourselves.
Yep. I think that's perfect. I think that's perfect.
Thank you so much, BBS. I had chills listening to that again. It's so great to feel you and hear you both again. Feel you, mermaid. The breadcrumbs. I wanted you all to hear. And by the way, that was me speaking. It didn't even sound like me. Maybe it did. That was my question again, 6/22/2024. And it's mermaid talking about breadcrumbs, sounding similar. Her message is similar to what Max Spears said. And I love the balance between what Mermaid shared and what Q shared. It's both. It's both. He mentioned Asha, and I remember Asha saying, you know, we revisit the past to help us here now, to help us in the now. So it's not dwelling in the past, but it's just looking. Oh, okay. It's helping us uncover what's happening here, who we are. And I love mermaid sharing. It seems like, I'll just read it again. She said, when people are interested in their lives, they're having simultaneously to now, myself too, any times all the lives you've been in, it seems like we leave crumbs for ourselves in this body. From other lives, we advance in certain ways. It'll come to us in endless ways. Now, I know all of us love the music, talking about DJ Q and DJ T. It's an example. Through music, and people feel really inclined to listen to certain music. Yes, I'm even the music. I have shared music with my children. They play a lot of the childhood music of playlists that I used to make. Mixtapes or mixed CDs from trips that we took, And I observed how they love music. The three of us have a very similar taste in music. It's fun for them. What did it awaken in them? Oh my gosh, look who's interested in this one. That's fascinating. And I start to feel into that singer. I feel my kids, different vessels. It's incredible. And now, of course, they're finding their own. It's connecting me to their generation, this newer music. I'm finding other beings of light and other generational music. Amazing. Travel. There's certain places you travel to certain places. I've shared that I quit my job on Wall Street, moved to France. Not once, a couple times. Went there with my children to France to live there. Till the 9/11 timeline happened, came back. Again, it's these circling plates. The light keeps circling with the light. It's how I feel it. If we're circling with the music, if we're circling with the location, certain places, or just as Mermaid said, or you just love certain things, there's something to it. There's something to it. Again, to my children, there's something to it, telling the story. Yes, we lived in France. What is that story in there? My daughter studied French. I studied French, studied Spanish as well. Even to places when I was young, I had multiple trips to Spain canceled, prevented car accident, whatever, all these different things. Well, that made me want to look into Spain more. What's up with that? Why such an effort to keep me out of this country? To keep me from traveling? I mean, determined effort. Timelines. I revisited timelines I was put on that I did not prefer. They kept me. It was not a victim, but just watching how, how moments in my life ebbed and flowed. Fascinating, 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 endlessly fascinating. So very funny when Keith said, Asha's slapping my ass right now again with the cheeks. It's a theme. It is definitely a theme. It's very funny. Okay, so, but when Q points out it's uncomfortable about identity, yes, I get it. I prevented myself. I didn't speak about this for so long, but feeling the moment, Melania, Asha. It's time to tell the stories. The more we're sharing this, the more we're coming together and our stories growing bigger and bigger. Just like I pondered this the other day. Oh, it's like when the Q drops came out. Now, I came out of nowhere to find these pieces of information, desperate for the truth, searching, searching, ending up on the dark web. I have no clue where I am, slamming my laptop close. I have no idea what I'm doing, but I had to do it. Something's moving. The consciousness within me is moving, always honing in and finding it. But if we look back, if we observe the past and look back at the Q drops, and now we can kind of see, or I see, how the consciousness moved through. People are starting to awaken. Many of us awoken to what people are awakening to today because we awoken earlier. I see it as us setting the grooves, putting grooves in the record. Now there's other grooves people can fall into. Same with sharing the identities of the light as our identities, excuse me, not identities, as we tune in more to our light columns. Remember, identities are the trap. Yes, I feel yes, they can be the trap if it's just that focus. Always my point of view is how is the light doing this? I can see it in the identity and then I pull back out. Then I can go see it in the identity and then I pull back out. How is the light doing it in my life? Some of your lives? Callers to the show? Their whatever bits they shared? My children? How is the light doing this? This is the ascension period. We are full on in it and in this new phase. Again, like the Q drops grew and grew. More of us came to find Q. More and more are coming. We're here. We're just uncovering it. That's my opinion. So again, yes, agreed with the identity. If I recognize, if I focused on it, once I got it, I'm like, okay, oh, I got it. Now I can move on and look at other things. Not being attached to the identity of the vessels I've explored or found helped me find others because I was just neutral to it. I found my dots. I didn't have to go digging deeper and deeper and deeper ahead. I had enough. So I've seen the time. Wow. Okay, so Mermaid, let me just finish on that. The crumbs we leave ourselves is a way of helping us ascend in this life. So the little things that cross our path and help us grow, like I'm sharing, are catalysts for change in our life. Perfect. Perfect, you said. So, wow, that's amazing. It's actually, there's other things on my notes, but I won't go through those now. Because it's endless and it keeps growing. So I'm sure I'll be back with another bag of dots to connect. It's really cathartic. Lauren asked me, she's like, I wonder how you feel by sharing this. And my answer to you, sis, is it feels like freedom. It feels a freedom to just let it out. And oh, actually, sis, let me tell her something because I keep forgetting. That brooch, that sunburst, let me just say it, the sunburst on the podium when Melania was speaking at the Smithsonian. Eisenhower constructed that museum in 1955. So I'm just leaving this here as a dot for her because Eisenhower had come into our conversations a couple times and I kept forgetting to share it with her. So doing it right now. I love you. And as we come to the hour, oh, anyway, those are my dots for today. I truly, truly, from the bottom of my heart, hope it helps as we keep sharing. I look forward to hearing you all and your stories and just feeling the party coming together. Can't you see as it just becomes regular, it'll be much easier to get together because it's a way of just unloading the ego. It's a way I've helped unload the ego and the perspective. It's the light. Look how we're playing. We just blasted this place. Again, back to EB. Profound story. Always knew there was something about EB. So thank you, everyone. I got it, BBS. Because I keep forgetting, the Truth Project is coming up next with our beautiful sisters, Kelly Kelly and Beth. Beautiful beings, beautiful beings. I love you all. BBS, thank you. We'll see you next week. We'll both be back. And we love you. Thank you so much, BBS.